Dr. Eileen Marty, standing by, professor at Florida International University, infectious disease specialist. Dr. Marty, good morning. We're still getting a lot of questions from listeners about the COVID vaccines. Is there a difference from Moderna or Pfizer?
Yes, there are differences and there are similarities. So there are three messenger RNA vaccines available this fall for the 25-26 season. And there's also a protein vaccine. But let's talk about the mRNA vaccines. So Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccines, there's two of them, both have been updated so that they are specifically good against the currently circulating strains and will provide you better immunity than you had from the one from the year before for what's happening now. What's the difference? So there are several differences. First of all, let's talk about the full-length spike Moderna vaccine, which is the 1273. That one is essentially the same in terms of the messenger RNA with the one from Pfizer. Both of them have the specific modifications from the original viral spike to make it less likely to give you side effects than the spike itself would, the natural spike, and last a little bit longer in your cell so that the nucleic acids produce a spike that will last long enough so that you can create the correct immunity. The brand new Moderna vaccine, a different one. So Moderna has two vaccines, two messenger RNA vaccines, the 1273 and a new one called M-Next Spike, which is their 1283. This one is really interesting because it's not the full messenger RNA. It's not the full messenger RNA for the complete spike. Instead, it focuses on two parts of the spike: the receptor binding domain and the N-terminal domains, which are the two most crucial parts of the spike for binding to host cells and letting that virus get into your system. So by exposing your immune system in a very targeted way to those particular parts of the spike, all the studies have now shown that you wind up producing a lot more of the most neutralizing, most effective antibodies. So the studies show that the efficacy from M-Next Spike is higher than from the 1273 Moderna and from the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. But all of them will help you. All of them will work. There are also some slight differences in the lipids, in the lipid nanoparticle that are used for the Pfizer versus Moderna, but both of the Moderna vaccines have the exact same lipids. Now, if somebody has a lipid allergy, and that's very uncommon, then, and that's particularly to the PEG part, which is usually what causes the allergy, at least in the Moderna vaccines, those individuals might want to take the Novavax, which doesn't have those lipids, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's essentially the difference. There's some excipient differences, like, you know, exactly how much sugar or whatever buffers they use, but those are not really significant differences.
I think that's everything anyone ever wanted to know about COVID vaccines and then some. I want to drill down on something that came up here yesterday, and so many listeners called, emailed, and texted about it. It's the story about a nutrient in vegetables that may help the body fight cancer. And this is something that the researchers knew would help your eyesight, but apparently it may do more than that. Tell us what this is exactly and what you make of this.
Yeah, so this zeaxanthin, which is it's basically a type of lipid, if you will, that stabilizes cell membranes and has been proven for a long time. It's a type of lipid called a carotenoid, right? And it's found in corn, pepper, spinach, kale. Lots of vegetables have it, right? So we know that it stabilizes cell membranes in ways that can be very good. We now know, the new study is showing, that as it stabilizes cell membrane, it also helps the part of those T cells, and T cells include many different kinds of T cells, but the most important ones for fighting cancer are the cytotoxic T lymphocytes. So these CTLs, right, have a T-cell receptor, like all T-cells do, and around the T-cell receptor are other molecules that actually provide the firepower, that actually get turned on when one of these CTLs sees something weird about a cell. Like that weird thing could be a virus, or that weird thing can be because it has weirdo proteins because it's a cancer cell. And when a specific CTL recognizes that a cell is a weirdo, it'll kill it. That's what it can do. It can actually kill it. So what's going on here is this carotenoid, this zeaxanthin, helps the molecules group together better and fire more effectively so that when one of these CTLs sees a cancer cell, it kills it faster and more effectively. It binds better. And so, and this is really great because this was done in Chicago. So University of Chicago, yay, Chicago, Chicagoland should be very proud. They published their work in one of the best journals, Cell Reports in Medicine. It's exceptionally well done. Now, the only thing is that they now have to do clinical trials because all their work so far is the stuff I happen to love, which is showing exactly mechanistically and chemically how and why this works. Mm-hmm. So now you got to go and do the clinical trials and see the difference between people who do or do not take this supplement to help their own T cells attack their own nasty cancer.
Could be exciting. Say the name of that nutrient again, Dr. Marty.
Zeaxanthin, Zeaxanthin.
And in our final minute here, what do you make of the FDA taking aim at him and hers weight loss drugs in this new advertising campaign?
Well, I have to agree with the FDA, but the reason is incredibly subtle. Okay, you have to understand that. We now have all these amazing, what we call incretin analogs. So these are drugs like semaglutide, which are in products such as Wegovy and Ozempic, right? These incretins are specifically acting the same as one that exists in our body called GLP-1, right? So this, that's a glucagon-like peptide 1. And when that thing acts in these appropriately made, pharmaceutically FDA proven, then we know exactly how they act. We understand how they bind to the GLP-1 receptors. What's happening, and the reason, and this is incredibly subtle, because the Hims and Hers has semaglutide, but they're making it using the loophole that we have for special formulations for people who have maybe an allergy to what's in the approved drug, right? Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. And that's called a compound version. But a compounded version is for a given person, not to be given out to the general public. And that by itself doesn't seem so bad until you realize that they're not using semaglutide base, which is what's in things like Ozempic and Wegovy. Instead, they're using Ozempic salt and the other stuff that's in the compound. They won't disclose to the FDA. They haven't done the clinical trial. So this is not the kind of thing. For example, if you have a generic drug, right, that has the active ingredient, right, it should also have all the same inactive ingredients so that it works the same way. And it should be in the same state, the base state, not a salt state. Otherwise, we have no idea what you're being given or whether it's going to work or whether it's going to cause you harm because it may or may not pass through the kidneys the same way. The pharmacokinetics can change and the what we call the pharmacodynamics, which is, so there's two things. Pharmacokinetics is what your body does to the drug. Pharmacodynamics is what the drug does to you. And both of those can change if you don't use the exact mix, and, right. and they're not making the exact mix. So the FDA is right on this one.
A lot to digest there. We'll post it at WGNRadio.com. Dr. Eileen Marty, thanks for making us smarter. A lot of information there.